Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are from a new art catalog by Margaret Evangeline, a Louisiana artist, published by Charter Press, and the title of the book is Sabachthani. The poem is entitled The Debt, a poem about war, the burdens of war, those who fight the wars, those who come home from the wars, those who witness the wars, the burden of war, and the eternality of war, the debt. Consider the quiditas of debt. Consider the quiditas of a debt you can never repay, not with money. A day in Manhattan, you've made the sign of the cross at the station of the Euphronius crater, where pending its return to Rome, it continues a standstill at the Met, and you are weeping. Not for the fallen soldier Hector, you say. It was that perfect drawing of his exquisite body carried in reverence around the urn's perimeter, with Hypnos and Thanatos, sleep and death, bearing the weight, the quiditas. It was the pure and the empty form of the vessel itself that broke your heart. It was the language of an ancient potter's hand that lifted the crater's burden to lightness and is no more. Looking for solace in studio practice, you return to your slender horizons made of steel, and you shorten them into dashes, severing horizons to fit requirements for posting them to a son in Iraq, third tour, who will find a soldier who will shoot them and, remaining anonymous, mail them back to you as per your request. In a long Eli, Eli, Lima, Sabachthani, you are keening. You are keening for tactile evidence from the living of a war that seems to be elsewhere, beyond your power. As a citizen to decide. When a corrugated cardboard box arrives at the studio from its odyssey to Iraq and back, arising from your syncope, you unpack the parts, trying to make sense of it, picking up pieces one at a time. Very little warping, you say. Ah, they use duct tape to hold them together for shooting. Never would have thought of this. When you take them in your hands, these jots, with their rough precision, have power in them from beginning to end. They bring on a chorus of injustices. Those were your childbearing years. You glimpse the 60s and seeing yourself reflected and glowing in a television's light, your president is asking you what you can do for your country. Was that it? Was that what I did for my country? It's 2012 and you are reading Dave Hickey's air guitar essays on art and democracy, believing as you do that iridescent white lacquer is a democratizing magical balm applied to pierced metal objects that are, pierced talking sticks that are, calling back our troops in all mothers' Baroque dreaming. America, your sons and daughters are streaming down Texas, New Mexico, California highways, on choppers, on lowriders, on transparent lacquers catching fire, shamans trailing auras, row upon row of riders, transcendent bodies in a land of the free and the equal. History continues by rhyming its wars. In a poem of white steel lining my studio walls with braille wounds, your fingertips see what is impossible to see, feel what is impossible to say. Spare white minus signs like battles dragged through an archive, like Achilles dragged Hector from Troy to this day, with only slight variations, still telling the stories one at a time, like an autopsy placed in a ring of light, with the last one vacant. Above all the rumors, a chorus of fragments is begging that you listen to what remains after the last standing dreamer. Stabat Mater is keening no more. The second poem from Margaret Evangeline's Sabachthani is a poem entitled Stabat Mater by Julie Fontenot Landry, who is also a Louisiana native who now lives in California. Julie Fontenot Landry received her PhD in creative writing from University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Stabat Mater. The Virgin's ears are raw from my pleas. You gave yours up, grew old without him. But I'm no saint. I want mine back here, breathing in my arms. Help me. The news comes on somewhere. A mother's womb rips, an IED has replaced an IUD she used to wear, tearing her child from her. Too soon, way too soon. Sleep eludes me. What if the next call is mine? No, I can't even think it, but I do. I see you, armored, but not safe. Holes in my womb, too. I crawl at last into the back seat of sleep, but guns rumble. Fire blasts from their barrels. It's just thunder and lightning, I tell myself. But I know better. I hear what you hear, see what you see. Sleepless, like you. Will you ever come home to stay alive?
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.